This episode of Growth Minded is brought to you by Magic Mind. I'm so excited for this collaboration with Magic Mind, as Forbes has dubbed Magic Mind as Silicon Valley's new morning elixir. For those looking to improve their morning routine, I'd highly recommend Magic Mind for focus, energy, and productivity. Recent studies reveal that procrastination has more to do with raised levels of stress than being lazy. Most people think coffee helps them with procrastination, when instead, coffee raises your cortisol levels, causing anxiety and stress, which in return brings more desire to procrastinate. The adaptogens inside Magic Mind help reduce your stress levels so that your productivity doesn't take a hit. During the hashtag 14 Days of Magic Challenge, for each 10,000 views, the hashtag 14 Days of Magic gets on social media, Magic Mind will donate $10 towards the reforestation of the Amazon rainforest. Each 1 million views brings in $1,000 towards donations. Please use the discount code GROWTH14. Again, that's GROWTH14 when visiting magicmind.co, and follow their Instagram at magicmind for more information. Hey, welcome to another episode of Growth Minded. It's going to be the last episode of the year. So with the year coming to an end, I figured this last episode could be 12 books for 2023. These are some of the books that I read this year that have had a big impact on my life. And I think there's a lot of great authors on this list and a lot of great books that you can learn from and can help guide you as we get into the new year. So with that said, let's jump right into it. We're going to start off with the first book on the list, Quiet by Susan Cain. As you can see, it mentions the power of introverts in a world that can't stop talking. This book outlines the benefits of solitude, listening, and quiet persistence in a loud world. And it makes a list going into 2023. Second on a list is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. This acts as a spiritual compass and explains that we all have our own personal destiny that we can either choose to fulfill or choose to ignore. It's a very powerful book that I come back to every year. It helps ground me and keeps me focused on life. And the more I read it, the more that I feel more connected to it. And I'm sure it's on my list as well for 2023. Third book on the list is Mindset by Carol Dweck. The third book on the list is Mindset, written by Carol Dweck. So within Mindset, Carol Dweck explains how praising effort encourages a growth mindset, which can have dramatic benefits on success across school, business, relationships, and parenting, as opposed to praising ability, which encourages a fixed mindset. I was excited to read this book because even the podcast is called Growth Mindset. This mindset is something that has a profound impact on my life and the way I view challenges. And I could see the benefits firsthand. Now, do I always have a growth mindset in everything that I do? Most likely not. But this is a good reminder to come back, view things in terms of effort as opposed to ability. And it's a very inspirational book because when you start thinking in terms of a growth mindset, things seem limitless in a way. You feel more confidence in learning new things and trying new things as well. So fourth on the list is Man's Search for Meaning, written by Viktor Frankl. So this is one of the most important books that I read this year. The author, Frankl, discusses his life in a Nazi concentration camp and the importance of building an inner spiritual life. That concept of an inner spiritual life was relatively new to me, and Frankl argues that finding meaning through suffering, especially the suffering that he saw in the concentration camps, he mentions that finding meaning through suffering, we all suffer, but finding meaning through suffering was a key reason for his survival, and it's a mindset that we can all learn from. Number five, I should say, on the list is Ikigai. So, Ikigai is basically defining your personal meaning in life in relation to your talents, passions, and profession, as well as what you can give to the wider world. One of the key takeaways from this book is, I guess, one of the secrets to living a long and happy life is also finding humor in your day-to-day, not taking things so personally. So I would say a big takeaway from this is finding humor every day, finding reasons to laugh every day, and filling your life with meaning and activities that make you feel alive and present. Going down the list, we have The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. This book stresses the importance of living a simple life and paying attention to the key people around you. It ties into the title of the book, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. It ties into living a simple life, paying attention to some of the things that aren't materialistic, like your inner spiritual life. It kind of builds on some of the other books that I've already outlined, like Man's Search for Meaning and Ikigai. So this is definitely on the list, and it's a reminder to slow down and appreciate the things that you have in your world before things are over. Number seven on the list is one of my all-time favorite books, Tuesdays with Morrie. So for those of you who aren't familiar with the book, it's about an old man suffering from a life-threatening illness, and he shares life-changing wisdom with his former student, Mitch Albom. This is another book similar to The Alchemist that I'll continue to come back to every year. Like, this one's in its own category. It's just a really grounding book that reminds me to slow down, take a look around me, and appreciate where I've come, and appreciate moments where I don't necessarily have to do anything. So I'm going to reread it again in 2023, and I hope that you check it out too if you haven't already. All right, number eight on the list. Everything is Screwed. I won't say the title here, but Everything is Screwed. It's a book about hope written by Mark Manson. It's again a book about hope. It's a book about some of the challenges that we put in our own heads. And it's written in like a low-key way. It's very refreshing. It's very kind of matter of fact. And I really like this writing style that Mark Manson has. So I would check it out too. He's got another book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a, giving a you know what. I haven't read that one yet, but I might have to check it out next year. Just like the way he writes is pretty cool, and it just seems like a down-to-earth kind of guy. So number nine on the list is Wooden. So it's a lifetime of observations and reflections on and off the court, written by legendary coach John Wooden. So it offers words of wisdom and keys to success from legendary UCLA basketball coach John Wooden. I believe Wooden is like one of the most winningest basketball coaches in men's college basketball history. And he offers a lot of cool insights on even like how to live, like the characteristics that he looks for in his players and some of the things that he teaches, whether it's in practice or whether the things that he learned growing up. Definitely would recommend this to anyone who's even a basketball fan too. You could definitely learn a lot from this guy. Number 10, The Four Agreements. This is a guide to personal freedom. Some of the four agreements, I should say all of the four agreements, are to be impeccable with your word. Don't take things personally. Don't make assumptions and always do your best. So I'd recommend checking out this book by Don Miguel Ruiz. And he can elaborate more on the four agreements and how that can bring freedom and peace into your own life. Number 11, master your emotions. This outlines practices to help improve your emotions and better manage your feelings. And living in the world of like the information age, where we're getting a lot of data and information and news every day, we're hyper-connected. It's a really cool guide to just reflect and build in your own personal strategies to regulate your feelings, which I think is important. And it's something that we're not all taught in school. It's one of those things you have to learn on your own. And last but not least, The Things You Can See Only When You Slow Down by Haman Sunim. This reminds the reader to stay calm in a busy world, and it touches on important aspects of happiness, relationships, and love. So those are my top 12 books as we go into 2023. I'd highly recommend that you check out one of them, check out two of them, check out all of them, and let me know what you think. If you have books that you think I should check out as we go into the new year, feel free to send them by. I'm always looking for new books to read, so I would appreciate any feedback. So we're going to close out this episode. We're going to close out the year. I wish everyone who's listening a very happy new year. I wish you all a lot of peace, happiness, and tranquility, I guess. Not to put you to sleep, but I just wish you peace as we get into the new year. So this was Growth Minded. I'm your host, Ed Hayes. Until next time, I don't know when that will be. I'm looking to get into a little bit of stand-up comedy as the year comes to a close. So I'm sure I'll be back, but I'm not sure when. Maybe you'll see me on Saturday Night Live this time next year. Probably not, but you never know. All right, thanks again for listening. I always appreciate my listeners, and you'll hear from me soon.